Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have return guest, the one, the only, Countess Luann, here for your big show Friday night at the Wiltern. Welcome,
yes,
welcome.
Yes.
There I have it.
I know.
Mary, fuck,
how much
Hill.
You love that poster.
And I posted saying I'll be there. So
awesome.
Excited.
Thank
We're
you.
Having,
great.
We're going to have a big Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be having my Uber driver who I birthed, my son, will be dropping me off at dinner before, and then we'll dropping us off at the big show.
Oh,
so we're
awesome.
Ready to do it. Yeah,
awesome. It's going to be great. So, you know, Mary F. Kill, it's a game the girls play all
right.
the time. I didn't even know what Mary F. Kill was until I started doing cabaret. And, you know, I do Q&A with the audience,
right.
and every single show I would get asked Mary F. Kill. So, and you know what happened is, I thought the name was Mary F. Kill, but it's actually F. Mary Kill.
Oh.
So I named it wrongly, but guess what? It works for me because lyrically, because I have a new song, Mary F. Kill, that's dropping this Friday.
I thought it was always that too, maybe because of you.
Right? Exactly.
Well,
but it's,
I think it
but
can
it's
go
F. Mary Kill.
Way.
It can
yeah.
go either way, but
just
now I have the .com, so
yeah.
that's good.
Oh, good. Look at you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So really, you know, the inspiration comes from the fans.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I get every show. I'm like, well, duh, that should be my next tour. Because it's all about the ones we'd marry, the ones we want to F, and the ones we want to get rid of. We're not
yes.
killing anybody. And, you know, and so the show is really built around the music I love, right? It's a love story with the music. And then I go, okay, well, if I'm going to sing this song, like, what's the story that backs into it? Because that's what cabaret is all about. It's really mm-hmm. a personal story of the entertainer, right? So people don't understand really cabaret. But so my show is, it's really pop culture meets comedy meets cabaret meets fashion.
And how many, well, first of all, your body's banging.
No.
You look gorgeous.
You,
I was just saying your hair is longer.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so interesting, because first of all, you have gorgeous hair.
Thank
you don't
you.
Have hair extensions. This
no.
is your natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
And you've let it grow longer in a little bit.
Yeah.
And do you ever kind of look back at all the years of you in your 40s with your shorter, more conservative
yes.
hairdo? And kind of go, I mean, granted, you look gorgeous then, but weren't you, do you
yeah.
look back now and go,
yes.
why?
Yes, exactly. I'm like, why did I have short hair when,
like, such
you
a
know,
hair, like, mom
because
mode.
I, exactly, because, listen, I have, like, a big face and a
yeah.
big head, right? So when you have a big face, you need longer hair because it just makes
I have
it look
longer
thinner.
Hair.
Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that period of having short hair, but I look back and go, I should have grown it out a long time ago.
Yeah,
because I think I look better with longer hair.
I remember being with my mother at her hairdresser's, and she, you know, had this fabulous gay hairdresser, except that he said this, and I remember being like 10 and hearing this, and he said, no, now this was a long time ago. This
right.
would have been like the 80s.
Right.
No woman over 40 should have hair past her shoulders.
Right.
And I'm like, who started that rule and why?
Right.
But I think a lot of women heard that
yeah.
or thought it or
mm-hmm.
was like, well, I'm a mom now.
Right.
There was even a period in my early mid 30s when my kids were little, that I was dressing way more conservative. Uh-huh. Yet I was only in my 30s.
Right.
But there was something that was like,
it's mom. Yeah. It's mom mode.
Yeah.
Sucker mom, you know, yeah. Kind of. Yeah. You know. Yeah. And then you always saw those kind of, dude, let's call them the little skanky yeah. ladies that would show up, you know, with like, you know, their boobs hanging out and their skirts were too short. And, yeah. You know what I mean? So I think it's mom mode, you know?
Yeah.
And now I got to say, my 50s, I'm living my best life.
You really are.
I do what I want. I don't have to answer to anybody. The kids are grown and they're good. I have the career I've always wanted, you know, which is, you know, listen, I have Ultimate Girls Trip that's streaming on Peacock. I
right.
have Crappy Lake. And I've got some other projects coming up, which I can't talk about yet. But and then, you know, Cabaret, which is really... my love affair, you know, I love the cabaret. I love performing. You've seen mm-hmm. my show before.
I've come a bunch. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So this is totally different. And, you know, so people think they've seen Countess Cabaret. This is Mary F. Kill. This is all about, you know, dating apps, love stories gone wrong, you know, and love stories gone right.
Well, I think the being now, this is we is this like your seventh year of doing this? How many years yeah, have you done it?
Since 2018.
And
so,
I mean, I know at least with six. Myself performing, you always want to get new people.
Yeah.
But how many times have you had someone come to a meet and greet that's like, Luann, this is my fifth time seeing you?
Yeah.
And it's because it is always fun and it is always different.
Yes.
And it's a great vibe. And when people love you, you can go back to those cities over and over again
oh, yeah.
because you delivered. So I think yeah. that's a great yeah. testament to
yeah.
you. You know, a lot of reality stars and people are now, you know, doing a version of a live show, whether it's a
yeah,
Q&A
but it's more of a Q&A moderated
yeah, whatever,
kind of experience. This is so much more than that. I mean,
yes.
I work really hard at Cabaret. I put on a great show. My director is Richard J. Alexander, who works, you know, he's worked with Bette Midler and Kristen Chenoweth and Barbara Streisand, you know. So I get to work with people like that. Although, you know, as a director, he's amazing, but I pick all the music and I write the show myself.
So speaking of that, have you had an opportunity to watch Erika Jayne's 2-part documentary on Bravo called Bet on Blonde?
I have not.
You really should.
I should, yes.
It's very good.
Oh, good.
It's very good.
I'm happy for her.
And I think you should pitch yourself to do the same.
I am. There's been talk about
okay,
following the cabaret
really,
tour.
Yeah. I was kind of like, oh, you know, I'm always yeah. curious, you know, and I know a lot of documentaries show, you know, everyone seemed to have had one, including J-Lo. Mm-hmm. But knowing the person and seeing what it is and going through, Erica's was really interesting because she was very raw about her situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be really fun to see yours.
Right.
And showing a side that's not curated by housewives.
Well,
like if you're frustrated, like see the frustration, see the thing that doesn't
yeah,
work.
Right. See the Giovanni showroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just a day in itself. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I think that there's a lot of behind the scenes that people would love to see. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of work goes into it. And, you know, I have a team of people, I have tour managers and, you know, musical directors and, you know, and with this new song, you know, I have Bruce Roberts, who, you know, writes for, you know, he's written for the biggest singers in the world, you know. So, you know, I have a very interesting team of people around me. And, you know, that's what makes it work, right?
Yeah,
it takes
really
a team
fun
of people
too.
On, yeah, lighting and all that stuff. So
I do have a couple random Mary F. Kills that I put together.
I love it. Let's play.
Here.
Let's play.
Okay. Jay-Z.
Okay.
Think about each. Travis Kelce, mm-hmm. Taylor's football player,
mm-hmm.
or Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani's now husband, country singer. Mary F. Kill.
Mary F. Kill. Let's see. I am going to F Travis Kelce.
Okay. Good for you.
Because he's big and burly and he looks like he'd be a good, you know, manhandling.
He can pick you up.
Yeah, pick me up and throw me down. I love that stuff.
Okay.
Jay-Z, I'm going to marry. Jay-Z, I'm marrying for sure. Because, you know,
okay.
you know, I'm sure he's
hit maker.
Yeah, he's a hit maker and
yeah.
he's got a lot of money. Let's do that. And, you know, I'm going to have to kill Blake because he's the only one left.
I totally agree with that exact scenario.
Okay.
Also, Travis, doesn't mind going to your show a few times over and over.
Right.
So you can get more than one bang out of them.
Exactly. Exactly. I love those choices. Those are good.
Okay. Here's one more. Mm-hmm. Or two. I have two more. Kanye West.
Okay.
Mauricio, Kyle's soon-to-be ex or maybe just estranged husband. Or PK, Dorit's husband.
Well, what was the second one? Who was the second one?
Kanye, Mauricio, or PK?
I'm going to marry PK because he looks like a lovely man who just has loads of money and seems very nice, right?
Right. And
I like his accent.
And you could do
I like
the,
his accent.
And you could ask for another scenario. You could do Beverly Hills. You could also ask for another scenario like he did with Dorit with doing the Pretty Woman. You would like another scenario where you could act out something else. I mean, we have to think of another movie like that where he acted out the whole thing, presented you with a meal, you get to wear the outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be fun. You'd be into that kind of role play that involves jewelry.
Yes, I love that role play. I do, jewels, we love that. I'm going to have to kill Kanye.
Yes, I think I'm okay with that one.
And I'm effing...
Mauricio.
Mauricio.
Excellent choices.
Okay. Are those your choices too?
Yeah. I totally agree.
You
totally
and I are
agree.
On the same page.
Yes,
okay.
Totally agree.
We're on the same page.
Also, I think Mauricio, after a few bones, I would be done with him. Because I cannot believe he's doing some really embarrassing TikToks right now.
Is
some
he?
Real cringy
oh,
TikToks.
Fill me in.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
He's in Aspen and he was doing the trending song of Beyonce, and he's dancing around doing was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
also,
that's
true. He could be fun for a minute, but he might get a little competitive with you. You might want to pop on up on stage. So I think you're right to just bone and then school on.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Okay.
Okay. Here is our gay friends. Okay. We have Andy Cohen, Ricky Martin.
Okay.
Or Anderson Cooper.
I'm going to... F Ricky Martin, right?
I agree.
I'm going to marry Anderson.
Okay.
Oh, and now I have to kill Andy.
No, you can't.
I can't kill Andy. Oh, my God.
I just want to say Anderson Cooper, though, has a lot. I think he has a lot of, like, old money. But Andy.
Yeah, I like that he's,
Andy
you
Cohen
know,
has a lot of old money, too.
He's more of a socialite.
But are you ready
you know?
To be
I like
a
the socialite aspect.
But are you ready to be a mommy all over again?
No. That's why I'm going to marry Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to kill Andy because, you know.
I'm sorry, Andy.
Yeah, but Anderson's got kids, too.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
He's got two.
So does Ricky. He has like three little kids.
Yeah, but I'm just effing him. I have nothing to do with the kids.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay.
Hopefully the kids won't be there.
Turns out the gay guys were the hardest to choose
from. Yeah, right, right.
Okay, I want to get into a couple things. Oh, Jill just posted this.
Speaking of killing Andy.
Yeah. Jill just posted this. Yes, coincidentally.
Oh, that's random.
And I was talking to her, and it's one of your original photos.
Wow.
Which I don't think any of you guys had professional makeup.
No.
You had the short hair. You had kind of a conservative dress on.
Totally.
Look how long it is.
I
know.
Not
showing off your great legs.
All right.
But Jill's like, you know, back then, not everyone had iPhones.
Right.
And I remember this too. Like, I guest starred on so many shows.
Yeah.
And it never occurred to me to bring a camera and go, hey, before I leave set, can I get a photo?
Right.
Never occurred to me.
Yeah, I know. We never
did
that.
So she's like, I'm the only one that had a camera.
Right.
So she has a lot of these
photos. She's got a lot of these old photos.
Yeah.
I have to hit her up for some of those. Ramona looks amazing there.
Yeah.
Bethany looks totally different.
Right.
She still has her jaw the way it used to be.
Yeah.
She still has her old face.
Yeah. Yeah. You look better now.
I think so.
Jill looks basically the same.
She does. She totally does.
Alex McCord.
She looks really cute there.
Yeah. And I was so excited to see that, you know, show, but we don't know that we ever will. She makes her return to the other girl, Ultimate Girls trip.
To the clunker.
Yeah. So you don't know. Yes. So there was some talk of combining possibly rumored talk.
Right.
Would we take some of the OGs, you being one of them, and some of the favorites from the new cast?
Right.
And maybe make that the second season of Real Housewives of New York. But that does not appear to be happening. They said they're filming with all the girls.
Yeah, no, I think it's just a rumor. I think it's wishful thinking on the part of the fans.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, but I do think that there should be, the OGs of New York need to go everywhere. I mean, I was saying to you earlier, you know, we need to go on Below Deck. I mean, that's a no-brainer for me.
Right.
Or an oil tanker. Did you see my thing, my spoof with Dorinda?
Okay, you guys, this was really, really funny. And I think I'm going to work on something and then give you some other pranks to do on them.
Okay.
Let's do that. This was a trend, TikTok trend.
Yeah.
Which, thank God, they were not made aware of. But I think I can think of some fresh ones. So it was so funny. So there's a trend where people are like calling their dad or whatever saying, I finally got a job, Dad. Yeah. I'm going to be working on an oil tanker. They're going to teach me how to go underwater and like fix it. And the dad is like, what?
Yeah.
So you are so convincing. Tell them how you did it.
Well, you know, I cold called Dorinda because I know Dorinda would pick up the phone. I mean, so, and of course she picks up. And I said, I have this thing. I'm not sure if I should do it. You know, I need your advice. It starts with I need your advice. ExxonMobil, have reached out and they would like to have me go on their oil tanker and in Texas. And Dorinda's like, really? And that's a new one. And I'm like, well, yeah. And they're looking, it pays a lot of money. So the first hook is it pays a lot of money.
And everyone's like, how much money do I have to
exactly,
do this? Yeah.
Exactly. And then she's like, and I said, yeah, it pays a lot of money and it's in Texas. And she goes, is it safe? And I'm like, well, remember what happened to the last oil tanker. And then I have to bleep her out because she's like, well, we're going to be around all these men. Are you sure it's going to be okay? I mean, are we going to get pillaged? And I bleeped that out because I didn't want her to get in trouble with ExxonMobil.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and then she says, I'll go. Because the point of that whole thing is that people are like, no, I wouldn't go on an oil rig, but every single housewife, and that's what I love about housewives. They're like, sure, I'll go.
Oh, and we get to do it together?
We'll go together.
I mean, this is a far cry from Three Women at Mohegan Sun.
That's right.
All in outfits answering some questions. But you also did it to Kelly?
I did it to Kelly, too. Kelly Ben Simone. And, it's like, sure, if I get to go with you and we're on the oil tanker, we're together. I mean, it pays a lot of money. I mean, let's go.
Yes.
And I just love that because housewives are down to do really just about anything. And I love that attitude because it's like, why not? Let's go.
Especially if we're together.
We'll go together. And I've never been on an oil tanker. So, let's go.
So then wait, in the clips, when did you tell them that it wasn't real? Because I don't think we saw that part in the video.
No. So Dorinda, which is perfect timing, she goes, Oh, I got a call. I got to take this. I think her daughter called. And I was like, I'll call you back. And I hang up and I'm dying because she's already accepted to go on this oil tanker. And then I call her back and she's like, oh, it's not real. She was disappointed, And Kelly, same thing. I called her and I said, that was just she goes, oh, okay. They all accepted to go, which was the hysterical part, which is like, they're ready to do anything.
I think that it's very, very funny.
It was
very clever.
Yeah.
Support for today's Juicy Scoop comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/juicy. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/juicy. I have told you guys how much I love Honeylove. My shapewear has given me a waist I've never experienced. It is the G-string, suck you up to just under the boob. It looks so good. I also love the super power short. That is really helping ladies everywhere just sculpt and smooth from the stomach to the thigh. It never rolls down, and this is the thing to make you feel hot and sexy. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/juicy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/juicy. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Juicy Scoop and tell them I sent you. Move with confidence thanks to Honeylove. A lot of Juicy Scoopers ask me about my hair. Thank you very much. How do I style it? Well, it can be very time consuming until just recently, because let me tell you about Way's new anti-frizz cream. This lightweight cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Also, there's heat protection up to 450 degrees, because I use the curling iron and the curl brushes and the hair dryers. Also, it helps reduce and repair split ends, which is something I really need, while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. I absolutely love it. And 90% of participants, according to a consumer perception study, said that their hair looked less frizzy. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway, theouai.com, and enter promo code JUICY for 15% off any product. That's theway, theouai.com, promo code JUICY. Speaking of other shows, like, would you ever consider going on Traitors? Did you watch any of Traitors?
I did. And, you know, I think the Housewives are really key for that show.
They really are.
Because Housewives are just, they are quick on their feet. You know what I mean? They're very conniving.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the perfect show for Housewives, I think. And I think they do well with Housewives. You know, maybe next season. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. I would love to do it, actually.
I think, and then what about other, like, Big Brother, but internationally? Would you do something like that?
Is that a survival thing?
No. The only thing that I...
I don't like competition shows too much.
No, the reason why I think Traitors is the perfect show,
mm-hmm.
because the physical competitions are not hard.
Right.
And they're not, and you're kind of doing it together.
Right.
So you can kind of be
And it's all for a good cause, right? Isn't it a charitable
No, it's for you to raise more money for the winner and you hoping to be the winner.
Right, gotcha.
So, but the activities... They're not like that
grueling.
Tremendous.
They're not grueling, yeah.
And also it's like, I feel like it's in a shorter period of time. The Big Brothers, which has always kind of made me nervous I was ever to ask, is you're like in a place for like 30 days.
Right.
No phone, no off
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, that's not.
And
that's
I feel like that would be hard. And that's why I think the Traitors is a pretty attractive thing to do. I think they can get really good stars.
You know, I did the Masked Singer. That was fun.
Let's talk about the Masked Singer.
Yeah, that was hard.
Because when I, so when I hung out with you at your friend's fabulous house overlooking all of LA.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
You
Pam.
Were there to do the Masked Singer and I had to be secretive.
Exactly.
I couldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. I haven't really heard your they call you up, they ask you to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was, it's a big show and, you know, I was honored that they asked me and then, you know, but let me tell you, it's not easy to sing with a mask on, you know, to carry this big costume.
Now,
you can't really see, you know, down. You can't see to the
right
or left.
Yeah, peripherally,
you can only see,
yeah.
You know, forward. I almost tripped and, you know, killed one of the dancers. But anyway, you know,
let me ask you a question. Do you have a choice in what kind of weird costume you get to choose from?
Well, we talked about it, you know, and it came as, you know, basically they said you could be this, that, and the other thing. I can't remember. Or you could be a flower. And I was like, yeah, I like the idea of being a flower. And hibiscus came up kind of because, I don't know. And they asked me, what does the flower mean to you? I said, well, that's how my mother described puberty, basically. She said, you know, you're a beautiful flower that one day will bloom. And that was the story my mother told me. So I kind of put, you know, I don't know. I could put that out there and it turned into hibiscus. Don't ask me. But that costume was amazing. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And they sent out seamstresses from Los Angeles to New York to measure every single part of my body. Like body parts didn't even know that, like, you
mattered.
Needed to measure or mattered, you know. And so professionally done. I mean, you wear a mask around the set because you're like Darth Vader. You're covered from head to toe in black clothing. You wear a Darth Vader kind of mask.
Nobody knows
who's anybody, you know. So it's all very secretive. And, you know, and little did I know that, you know, there were so many people that I knew that were on the show, you know, competing. I had no idea. I think one of the Vanderpump, what's his name? The big scandal guy.
Oh, yeah. Tom Sandoval.
Yeah. He was on that season too. So you have no idea, right? Who's under the mask, like as you're filming the show. And, you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to be able to sing well, you know, under a mask and kind of navigate the stage. I did It's Raining Men.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I was manifesting, basically.
Yeah.
I'm manifesting love for myself. So when they gave me some song choices, I'm doing It's Raining. And that was a challenge for me vocally but you'll see in my new show, Mary F. Kill,
that
my range is really has grown. And I'm doing some, you know, I'm covering flowers in the show. which is great.
Miley.
Yeah, I'm doing Miley. And they actually reached out and said, you know, we'd love for you to come and surprise Miley. We're not sure she's going to win the Grammy, but would you come out? And I was like, and, you know, I couldn't because I was in rehearsals in New York, but I should have gotten on that plane because she won. So that must have been some party, I tell you, that I missed. But, you know, now we're in contact. So hopefully she'll come to see me at the Wiltern on Friday. She might pop in.
Oh, my gosh. We star studded. And I'm not just talking about myself.
And I'm so happy for her. She won the Grammy. I love Miley Cyrus. I'm a huge fan because, you know what?
I know.
She's abroad. Yeah. She's abroad like you and me. You know what
and
I mean? She's our kind
I
of girl.
I love her voice. I love all her songs.
Exactly.
Now, what were the clues that you gave?
I didn't get.
What were the clues they said?
You know, I thought they gave too many because Jenny McCarthy and I know each other.
Yeah.
You know, our kids went to school together in New York, so I know Jenny well. Yeah. So, you know, the kind of nursing thing with the hospital sign, and then there was the Statue of Liberty, and she knows my figure. Right. So I'm like, you know, tall and, you know.
Yeah, but you can't see it in the weird flower outfit.
No, but still, you know, I'm tall and, you know, and the nurse thing was a giveaway for her. You know, the Statue of Liberty, because, you know, the De La Sette's family gave the Statue of Liberty to America for the French, as some of your listeners might not know.
Oh.
Did you know that? Yeah, no. Ferdinand De La Sette.
I mean, no, I knew that it was a gift, but I did not know that was your family.
It was the De La Sette gave it to America.
Oh, my God.
He was the one that presented it to America. Because he was so important in France, because he literally was responsible for the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal.
Oh, wow.
He was the engineer behind all of it. So, anyway, So, I felt she had too many clues that would, you know, make her know it was me. And then my voice is pretty particular.
Yeah.
I mean, even with Raining Men, you know, my family was like, I knew it was you.
Right.
Because they know my voice.
But then when you answer questions, it has to be that
way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like the Mickey Mouse thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think if we heard you talking.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fun. That was a fun one.
That was really fun. That was, you know, that was a great experience. You know, I didn't make it all the way to the end. But, you know, listen, they had amazing singers on the show. I forgot who won the Masked Singer that
I don't know.
Season.
I didn't totally watch it. Yeah. Okay. But. Let's talk about, since you know, are an international person who is a countess and everything. We talked about this briefly, and you're like, I don't really know what's going on. Because I've talked about it here, so I want to do an update on Kate Middleton.
Right.
So,
update me. What's the latest?
So a conspiracy started a few weeks ago on the internet where people are like, where is Kate Middleton? We haven't seen her in a couple months. She was supposed to have this scheduled surgery, but then there was you know, ambulances coming and then something was canceled. And people were sort of laughing about it. Like, oh, you know, maybe she's recovering from a BBL or a facelift and funny things like that.
Right.
Then she did this Photoshop. She put out a photo from her camp of her with the kids. Yeah. And it was a really, really bad Photoshop.
Right. Yeah, I know.
And then, you know, people started to wonder, well, is this somebody, you know, at the palace who wants to kind of screw them by saying, like, there's something more going on that we did a really bad Photoshop.
Right.
Then she comes out and is like, oh, I'm just a mom who wasn't good at Photoshop, which nobody believed that either.
Right.
So more and more, like, what's going on?
She doesn't put out her own social media stuff? Come on.
And, like, she's fussing around with her Mac and a mouse. And so then other rumors were, you know, was he having an affair with their mutual friend, this woman, Rose? Is she finally, like, getting ready to divorce him? What is going on? I was like, you know what? Maybe after she got this routine surgery, she just enjoyed the time off and was finally allowed to watch The Crown and was like, I want to fucking see what happened on The Crown.
Exactly.
With nobody around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
But then just on Monday, the Sun comes out with these videos of she and William walking around a farmer's market.
Uh-huh.
And only one video was taken from way far away.
Right.
Like, what is this, 1975 with the cameras?
Right.
Not one person there said, oh my God, did a TikTok. Oh my God, I just saw, you know, Kate and William. Oh my, here's my video of it. Not one person saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So And then TMZ's like, it's true, it's her. And the Sun is like, it's her. And people are like, oh, I think the firm is paying them to convince us that it's really her. People think it's a lookalike. But then this woman who is the most popular lookalike, who gets paid to make appearances,
right. Mm-hmm.
She came forward and said, I have receipts to show that I have an alibi. I did. This was not me walking by. This right. was not. Right. However, there could be other.
She looks more like Lisa Vanderpump than she
does.
Does.
She does. Look like... This looks like Kate.
Yeah,
maybe
it does.
She had a lower facelift or something.
Yeah, it looks like she just doesn't have any makeup on and she's just casual. Yeah.
But if she was recovering for any kind of surgery, she's carrying a bag. She's walking great.
Mm-hmm.
And then right. people don't think that, maybe they think that both of them are not him. There's a different height. It's all of this.
Uh-huh.
And then other people are like, leave the woman alone. She's probably enjoying her time off.
Right.
From
recuperating from whatever
from
it is.
From the limelight. Right. I don't know that we're going to really know, but I just think if you were she, okay, and but you were not incapacitated.
Right.
You just were watching The Crown.
Yeah.
You were a little annoyed. You liked your time off. Maybe you got some surgery done that taking longer to recover. Maybe it was elective.
Right.
What would you do? Would you just go to a farmer's market and let the more talk happen? Or would you do like a video and be like, I'm fine, guys?
Exactly. I would do a video.
Yeah.
We would.
Yeah.
Right? We would. And we would like, say, look, you know, I took a little time off, but I'm fine. Everything's good and et cetera. And just squash people's, you know, gossip about it. You know
what
I mean?
If I was perfectly fine, I would want to do it just for the sake of my kids.
Right.
And I'd be like, we're fine.
Stop all the speculation.
We're
you know?
Fine. Yeah. I'm going to be fine. I'm just taking more time off.
Right.
But, you know, thank you for your concern.
I don't understand why they just don't do that. Or even,
a
photo.
That's why I don't think this is true.
Right. Like
I don't believe this was them.
Right. Right. So even a photo, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
A real photo that can't be.
That doesn't right. look like it's been touched, you know.
Yeah.
Because people, you know. And you think this is IG?
I think it's IG. I think they found another lookalike. I mean, people can so easily look like each other. I mean, especially with plastic surgery. So many
right.
times I'm like, is this Khloe Kardashian or is this Larsa Pippen or is this da da da? You know, with people getting stuff done and then you find like a younger version, like.
It's funny because she does look a bit like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, like.
That's her name. No,
Larsa.
Larsa, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Larsa doesn't look anything
right.
from Miami, anything like she did when the show first started.
Right, right, right.
She had a beautiful, unique mm-hmm. nose. I think she is Lebanese, and then she got a nose job, and I think that's what really changed her look. Then
right.
she got all the fillers and
right.
the,
right.
And the
right.
butt and the curviness, and right. even like her voice changed. If you watch like the first
oh,
episode,
really?
It's kind of crazy.
Really? Oh my God, I don't follow Miami that closely, although
yeah,
I do
it's
love
a little crazy,
Mary
but,
Soul and Alexia.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I think you can, you know, Miami is good. That's one that's come back and
yeah.
really been pretty entertaining.
I know, and I love that for them, you know, because
yeah.
they were gone for years.
Like 6 years.
Yeah.
yeah.
For a long time.
And
I was with the Miami girls when they just found out they were doing the show again.
Which, who were you with?
I was with Mary Soul and Alexia.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And Alexia's like, you know, I don't know, you know, with her accent.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be on full time, Mary Soul. And Mary Soul's like, well, I don't know either. You know, why not? And I think, you know, Mary Soul just loves being a friend because
yeah.
the pressure is off of storyline for her.
Right.
She just shows up when she feels like it. She's got that lovely new husband.
Yeah.
Who is divine. And she's happy, you know.
She's funny.
She's funny.
Yeah.
I love Mary Soul. She's a riot.
And you...
Do you ever hang with her?
Yeah, I've met her a couple times. I want to say at some of the parties.
Right.
Like Jill Zarin's friendly with her.
Yeah, exactly.
And
did you go
Patty's
to Jill's party?
Friends with her.
Did you go to Jill's party
this
Florida?
Year?
No.
Oh, the 60th birthday?
For her birthday, yes, you were.
No, because okay. my son had, you would die if this was the funnest day of my life. He's a senior in high school, so they have, and he goes to an all-boy Catholic high school. So it was the mother-son, like, fashion show.
Oh,
so all the boys
fun.
Wore tuxes, and we, like,
got
and
all
I invited my friends. We had a table.
Oh, okay,
and there was
it.
Just no way I was going to miss that,
yeah,
but
no.
I did miss a good one.
Yeah.
Did
I
you
heard.
Go?
No, I didn't go. I couldn't
We
go
missed
either.
A good one.
I know. I would have loved to be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'm going to be in Palm Beach. Doing shows on April 5th and 6th.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And I'm going to be in April. I'll be in Modesto and Sacramento as well as San Francisco. San Francisco, I think, is sold out.
No, it's sold out.
But Sacramento yeah. and Modesto,
I think. I was checking
yeah,
out.
I've never been to those two venues, so.
It's going to be great. There's going to be lots of Luann fans. So, okay, now let's get into your love life.
Jeez.
Luann, did you or did you not date Oliver, who is Mary Kate
Olivier.
Olson. Olivier. Oh, thank you.
Olivier.
How do you say it?
He's Sarkozy.
He is Mary Kate Olson's of the Olsen twins,
yeah, but
ex-husband.
Right, but he's also is the brother of the ex-president of France.
Oh, have you known him for a long time?
Yes, I've known him for a long time. We're friends.
So it was just friends?
Yeah, we went to have lunch, you know. We'll see. Like I said, I'm dating.
I just noticed you have a tattoo.
I do.
When did you get that?
When we went to where the witches are from.
Salem.
Salem. I was in Salem. We were filming Housewives. And remember, Leah got a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Ebony got a tattoo. I didn't get one till the next day because I couldn't figure out what I wanted. And then guess what? I opened up an app. I have this like astrology app, and it was the Day of the Lotus. And I was like, that is it. Because, you know,
that's
I love yoga. I love,
yeah.
I'm very spiritual. And so, yeah, I just love it. Isn't it beautiful?
Is that your first and only?
First and only. You know what?
That's
I was
cool.
told my whole life that I could not have a tattoo.
Right.
And now I'm living the best life in my 50s. I said, you know what? I'm going to get an effing tattoo if I want to. And I did. And I love it.
And do you feel like you want to have more now?
No.
What do you think
one
about
and done.
What do you think about how Kyle of Beverly Hills, once she kind of had her, I like to say, I don't want to say midlife crisis, I
right.
say awakening,
yeah.
sobriety, workout,
yeah.
best friends with a country singer,
right.
maybe more than best friends, mm-hmm. Morgan Wade,
yeah.
Separation from Mauricio of 28 years.
Yeah.
She is enjoying getting the little tattoos, which is very popular
right.
among younger people, like
right.
the tattoo style has changed.
Right.
Like 10 years ago, it would be like the really intricate artwork
right.
all over an arm.
Exactly.
Now it's the little,
now
little,
it's just
thing.
little things. Exactly.
And so she's gotten a bunch of those.
Right, right. Well, you know, why not?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's her body.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she said. Like, yeah,
it's her body. She can, you know, do whatever she wants as far as I'm concerned. Listen, you know, I think there's a sleeve tattoos and then there's, you know, little, you know, let's call them keepsakes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is like a keepsake. And, you know, it's so funny because my daughter goes.
It's a cool place to put it. It's just on the inside
yeah,
of her wrist.
Because it's for me.
Yeah.
It's for me. It's not for other people, you know? So, and my daughter goes, Mom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. A lotus has 7 points.
Yeah.
And that's my lucky number. Now, I didn't realize that when I got the tattoo.
Oh, so it turned out to have even more meaning
yeah,
than you
exactly.
thought. That's cool.
Yeah.
I really like that. Mm-hmm. Last night on The Valley, which is a spinoff of Vanderpump Rules,
yes.
they have a pool party. It's about a bunch of the people from Vanderpump and a few new people with their kids. And you know, they used to have tarot card readers or whatever. They had a tattoo person.
Uh-huh.
And anyone could wait in line and get their...
And get a tat.
Their free tattoo.
Right. That's kind of a cool
gift. Kind of cool, but I'm still like, okay, it's still on you forever.
Right.
You might want to...
I still have this. Remember Jill Zarin? Were you at Jill Zarin's party in the summer? Where they
no,
were putting
I,
these gold bracelets
but
on?
But I got this a few months ago,
Look,
and it's the permanent jewelry, and
yes.
you don't really ever take it off because
no.
there's no clasp.
There's, no, you don't
and
take
I
it
love
off.
It.
I love it, too. I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's a great... So speaking of gifts, you know,
yeah.
when you go to a party, I don't know what that company was called, but I love them.
Yeah, I think that's a great gift because
yeah.
you're right. You don't take it off, and then you constantly remember
yeah.
where you got it.
Exactly.
You have a beautiful ring on
yes.
this finger, and I was going to ask you about this, and then you... I saw it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what do you do as a woman who was married twice?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with your old engagement, not old, but your engagement rings, your wedding rings?
Well, so this one I have on now is like, I don't know, it's I guess 5 carats or so. And it was my first wedding ring to married to the Count. And I made it into a pinky ring. Why should it sit in the safe?
So for all those years since you've been divorced, it was just sitting in a safe?
Well, for a number of years until
okay.
I finally decided I'm going to wear it, make it, you know, design and make it a pinky ring. And the second marriage from Tom, I sold
because okay.
I didn't want to keep it.
All right, good.
I didn't want to have it in my face.
Now, but so now.
And that was a yellow canary. That one was like 8 carats, that one.
And this ring you would never consider. Would you ever consider giving that to your son or anything?
Daughter. Yeah.
But only when.
No, because it's a pinky ring. This is not, you know.
Like you're not going
to.
Yeah.
I mean, my son could give it as an engagement ring, you know, but I'd have to be dead by then, you know.
That's what. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And also, I think like.
I'm keeping it. He can get his own ring.
I said to my boys. Yeah. Because they can be, you know, a little fiscally responsible, a.k.a. could be a little cheap.
Right.
And I just want, I said to them, I go, listen, if you, either of you find a girl and then you see how much diamonds are and it's going to keep you from asking them to marry, I want you to know.
Yes.
I will give you the diamonds I'm currently wearing. Each of you can have a ring. I have my mother's ring and my ring and they're both equal cost or whatever. Both a little over a carat, good rings.
Yeah.
Add to it, design it, make it your own thing.
Yeah.
But I don't ever not ask the girl to marry you because
you don't have a ring.
Or because you don't have the money or something.
Right.
Like, go be in love.
Right.
You know.
Well, darling, I have plenty of rings where this came from.
So. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. Okay, what about this other cat?
Oh.
Now this
Joe
guy,
Bradley.
Joe Bradley, who is he?
He's on Southern Hospitality. So talk about Vanderpump. Okay. It's kind of a spinoff
of
Southern Charm.
I obviously have heard of the show. It's one that I have not
It's new. It's a
watched.
New show. Right.
And you were on the show with him.
I was on Watch What Happens with Andy. Uh-huh.
And it was fun and flirty. And then this girl, Danielle, who is a regular on Summer House, was in the small audience.
Yes.
And they had dated or they were dating.
They were dating.
They were dating. And then there was all this stuff that said that after you guys finished the taping, Watch What Happens Live, the two of you went, what is the story?
So it wasn't
what is
the
true
two of
story?
Us. He was with some of his Southern Charm, Southern Hospitality
people.
Cast.
Yeah.
And Danielle was there as well at the Dream Hotel. And I was with a couple friends who had come. Pam was there. Who I'm staying with here in LA.
Yes.
Pam was there and my friend Lucas. So we went out as a group.
Right.
Right. And we were having, you know, we were having a good time. I like him, you know, he's charming, right? Mm-hmm. Charming. And it's interesting, you know, boys that are, I would never go out with a 28-year-old in my life. My son is 26, but somehow he's much more mature. And has good manners. I think mothers in the South give those boys, you know, the rules of, you know, being with women and how to treat women. You know,
yeah.
He's the kind of guy who opens the door and who asks me first if I want something to drink. And, you know, I love that kind of I love that kind of thing. I love good manners. Anyway, so I thought him very charming and we had a good chemistry, the two of us on the show. You can see it.
Have you seen when they had their little reunion on with Andy and this came up?
Yes. Yes, I did. I saw a clip of it.
It definitely seemed like his friends do not believe him when he says, I did not hook up with Luann.
Well,
should they believe him or should they not believe him?
They should believe him because he did come over to my house with my friends, exactly. And we, you know, we had kind of a nightcap and everybody kind of went home. So they think because he came over to my house that he slept with me.
Okay.
But he did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But, you know, I would love to.
Now you say night, you would love to.
Yeah, sure. He's hot. Right.
Well, then why don't you?
Well, because, you know, he lives in South Carolina.
Well, don't
Carolina.
You have a show in the South?
Not yet. You
my
know,
friend's
you
begging
know that
me,
I have
my
never
friend's
been.
Begging me to go to Charlotte. To I've do never it in Charlotte.
Been. I've and, never been. Have you?
I've done shows in Charlotte.
Right. But that's North Carolina, no?
Yeah.
Right.
But
he's
Charlotte,
in South.
Or well, right. Yeah, but you could do. Yeah, you could do I where could Southern do, Charm is.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, Charleston.
Charleston,
yeah,
exactly.
Charleston. And I've
Charleston.
Done Atlanta. You've done Atlanta.
I've done
you?
Atlanta. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And all right.
So maybe I'll have to get over Charleston.
I think so.
I heard, first of all, that Charleston is like a great place to meet guys because it's teeming with, you know, boys with good manners. And I love that.
Well, my friend got divorced in Charlotte and she's in love now with, you know,
you
someone.
See?
But
quick
I'm
turnaround.
Telling you, between her divorce and who she's with now, never have any of my LA friends dated so many eligible people as my friend did.
There you go.
It is like It was like, it's like a utopia.
Yeah, I know. We need to go. I mean, you're not single.
I'm married.
I know. You're not single. I'm going to go.
No, but I'm telling you.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my niece there. She needs to meet a guy.
You should. It's good.
Yeah.
Divorced men. It's good men of a certain ages. It's like, it is just a plethora. And it's kind of, I kind of like the weather too. Because it's sort of similar to, it's similar to California weather. Oh, okay.
I'm going to go in April or May for my birthday. Why not?
You know, you can go on the boat too. They have lakes and stuff, and you know how to run my own boat.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love my Boston Whaler. I love that thing. I miss it so much. Oh my God, I have to text my guy and make sure he gets my boat in the water on time. You know, because the Hamptons, it's a big rush for Memorial Day, like to get the boats out.
Okay.
And they're overwhelmed. So it's like I have to hit him up early because otherwise my boat's late.
What are they supposed to do? Like just clean the boat? What are they supposed to do?
To scrape the bottom. They have to repaint it. It's like a whole thing.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's a whole thing.
I got to go on the boat.
Yes, you did. I got to go on the new one? Or I think the old one you went on.
It was this summer. This past summer you went on the new one.
Yeah.
Yes. And you were able to do the whole thing. Turned on your yacht rock music.
Yeah, we go. I love it. I even hate to come home at night because it's so gorgeous out there.
So fun.
You know, it's so fun. You'll come back.
Yes, absolutely. Back. Okay. Now, Oprah has come out and she said, I have been using the semaglutide.
Oh, yeah.
And Weight Watchers now can offer it. It's much more accessible to a lot of people, and there's a big special on it, on Hulu. And obviously, I've talked a lot about it. I have a lot of friends. I understand all the controversy. I also understand when people are angry that their friends that maybe were never as thin as them, and they had skinny privilege, meaning they didn't ever suffer from any kind of eating issues. And they could pretty much stay thin their whole life. Mm. And I didn't like when those women were mad that their friends were getting thin. And I talked to my one friend who was naturally thin her whole life.
Yeah.
And I go, that's not like being a Christian. Like, you should be happy. We should be happy that America can finally get a hold of this because of
obesity is a problem in this country.
Because of our food.
That's right.
And like all this and the portion sizes and all these things that we. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, it's the one thing that came easy to me. She's like, it's not like I can just take a shot and sing as well as Adele. And I was like, oh my God, that is so funny to me because I think people think, and you have a great figure and you've never struggled with weight, but you're also athletic and everything.
Right.
I just want to get your opinion on the whole thing and how many women and probably women you know are taking it and enjoying it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's great for people that really struggle with their weight. Why not? You know, I just wonder, you know, what happens when you go off of Ozempic? Do you have to live with it the rest of your life?
Well,
what is the story there? What are the side effects? Do we know a lot about that? You know, that's the only concern for me. It's like when you go to have liposuction, right? You know, are you going to get the fat back? And is it going to come back in a different place? You know what I mean?
So, like in your bra strap.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I do think, I actually talked to a plastic surgeon recently, like at a party, and he was like, yeah, business is like really slow. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they don't need to get the liposuction. They don't need to get, you know, the cool sculpting and stuff because they could do this and lose that stubborn 15 pounds.
Exactly. But I just wonder, you know, the long term, you know,
I know some people, first of all, it's been around. People have been on it on the DL in New York and stuff for like 7 to 8 years.
Is that right? Or
yes.
I didn't even know that.
And it's been even around even longer. And with some people that can afford it and want it, they're like, I'm going to be on a low dose for the rest of my life.
Okay.
And I don't care. Other people will go maybe, you know, if they feel like they're gaining a little bit of weight, every 6 months go on it for a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people, you know, manage to get off that postmenopausal weight, that COVID weight, get back to their vibe.
Right.
And just relearn to like, I don't have to finish, even if it's a healthy salad, I don't have to finish that salad.
Right.
Once you start to feel the pangs of fullness, pretend that you're still on Ozempic and just stop.
Right.
I like going to a restaurant with a bunch of girls who I know they're on Ozempic, but they're not admitting it. And right. then we, I order everything I want, and then we split it six ways, and I get to eat my face off. Yeah, it is weird when you're with girls and nobody's eating. And I'm like, wait, can we do splitskies? Like, I'm so excited to eat.
Yes.
And everyone's just like.
I know. They're picking. And
yeah.
Yeah, because I guess it makes you actually nauseous. I mean, I wouldn't want to.
For some,
I wouldn't want to feel nauseous, right? You know, I think smaller meals are so much better than, because we overeat. We eat too much food. You know, I just came, I was in Europe at a cure with my daughter. And, you know, the thing with digestion is the whole thing, right? It's what we put in our mouths. But, you know, we drink a lot of fluids when we eat. And digestion is starts in your mouth. That's where you break down the first part of, et cetera. And I feel like we don't give ourselves enough time to even realize that we're full because we're eating too fast. So
the whole premise
in Austria is that you have to chew really well. You cannot have liquids 30 minutes before a meal or 30 minutes after because it ruins the digest. So when you salivate, right, when you think about something and you're hungry, that saliva has enzymes to break down the food. And so their whole system is that you have to chew 30 times every bite, right, before you swallow it. Because that's where digestion starts. And if you drink fluids, it washes away those digestive enzymes. So already you're screwing up your digestion.
Oh.
That's the key. And the Europeans are thinner because they drink, but they'll sip wine.
Mm.
Small sips. You know, they're not having cold drinks while they're eating.
Oh, that's a good trick.
Ice water at a table when you're having lunch. Don't touch it.
What?
Don't touch it.
Mm-mm. Oh my God, this is juicy.
It's
scoop.
Key.
Okay,
this is
key. These are things nobody knows.
And listen,
knows.
It cost me thousands of dollars to go and learn this in Austria at a gut health. It's called the Meyer Clinic. It's very well known in Europe. People from all over Europe. Hugh Grant's girlfriend was there. The ex girlfriend.
I know who you mean.
Yeah, the gorgeous.
Yes. Weird science.
Right?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes, Elizabeth Hurley was there with the week before.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to give you all tips on
Juicy Scoop. Yes, please.
30 minutes before or after a meal, chew your food well because your mind has to be told by the stomach, I'm full.
Okay.
Right? But if you eat too fast and it doesn't have time to register. So you've already overeaten before you feel full. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, totally.
So,
and sometimes I am so hungry that I'm literally inhaling the food.
Exactly, yeah. Which is not good for, but you don't have weight problems.
No, but
for
I
people
do,
that do,
I, but I, if
people
I just
that do
did
these
this,
things are very
yeah,
key.
Okay.
The other thing is not to eat between meals because you should leave 3 to 4 hours between each meal. Because what happens is then you spike insulin. For your body to make insulin, to break down, you know, to sugars and enzymes, of course. So the body's working, you know. So eating in between meals is not good either. And eating after 7 o'clock at night is
not
good.
Yeah, that I always knew.
And also, no salad after 4 p.m. No salad at night. Cooked vegetables, cooked. You can have, like arugula, I cooked arugula the other day. It was delicious. So raw, you shouldn't eat after 4 because there's a lot of water in salad. It's 99% water. So there you are again, breaking down all those digestive enzymes to digest the food.
That is so crazy.
I should write a book.
It's like
it.
When you, like it's a complete miss. So now what about, so that is kind of against the thought. And I know some people love the intermittent fasting, where they would only eat from like 11 a.m. to like 5 p.m.
That's great.
Which I hated. Well, that did not work for me.
Oh, okay.
I like to go to dinner and I was too hungry.
6. You live in L.A. I mean, people eat early here, no?
Yeah, but wouldn't that break up the 4-hour breaking thing that you said? Like,
no. Well, listen, if you eat it, let's say you eat breakfast at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Right. And then you have lunch at what? 1:30, 3 to 4 hours in between meals.
I don't like it. That just doesn't work for me because it doesn't work socially for me.
Right. So my routine is I get up, I have a coffee.
Me too.
I go to the gym. right? Because if I don't go, then I get hungry too early.
Right.
Right. So I go to the gym, work out, drink a lot of water, wait half an hour, and then I have breakfast.
Oh.
Right. Then, you know, I work and do my thing and whatever. And then lunch is at 1:30. And then I try to have dinner before 7 o'clock. I really do. And if I do eat later, I'll eat really light, you know, vegetables, you know, shrimp cocktail, you know, very light fish, you know, light.
And you
A handful like this, a handful, that's for rice and potatoes, because there's nothing wrong with having rice and potatoes with your food, but stay away from packaged things, you know, obviously. And then you don't eat more than the size of your hand in terms of fish, meat, whatever. So those are two good rules.
Very good.
Make a cup with your hand.
Now, are you enjoying a glass of wine here or there now again?
Yeah, you know, like I say on Ultimate Girls Trip, I said, you know, I drink on special occasions, and that trip was a special occasion. And, you know, I'm just in a totally different place with that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you've watched me for how many seasons on The Housewives? Would you ever say that I had a drinking problem?
I never thought you did. That's why I didn't really understand what... I mean, there were so many housewives that were way worse. Having trouble drinking. I mean,
yeah,
I'm doing...
I did fall into a bush, but that's okay. You know, I had a good time doing it.
I mean, here's Leah.
Yeah.
On your Ultimate Girls Trip. You were there, right?
Yeah.
This was at
Ramona's
house.
But I wasn't stripping naked in the pool.
No, and this is where the dildo was in the chicken.
The dildo was in the chicken.
And Ramona was so upset. She's like, this is my house. What's happening? And so we saw that. That was where she threw the tiki torches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now she is suing Bravo.
Right.
And all this stuff, though, everyone has... A lot of housewives have come out in defense of these accusations for Andy and, you know, of like, oh, you know, he parties with housewives and they're the ones that get deals and things, which doesn't make any sense because someone brought up Candy on Atlanta has the most deals of anybody. And I didn't even know, but she doesn't drink or do anything.
No.
So I'm like, I don't think it's
Atlanta
girls, a party
The Atlanta
friend.
Girls are not big drinkers. Some of the franchises are, you know, bigger drinkers than others. But listen, I was sober on the show. You know, I did the first Ultimate Girls Trip with Kyle, and et cetera. And Kyle said to me, you don't drink? I said, no, I don't.
Oh, she's that was like, before she was sober.
Exactly.
Interesting.
But I think I inspired her because she was like, wow, you're so much fun without drinking.
And I could do this show without drinking.
And I can do this show without drinking.
I can definitely understand.
And Bravo supported that. That's when I had my Fosé, you know, at that point. And we shipped Fosé down there for the show, for me to drink while I was there. In fact, Bravo was very supportive of my sobriety, you know, at the time. So listen, you know, we know what The Housewives is. It's parties. It's drinking. It's part of the show. You know, if you can't handle it, then you should put yourself in that position, first of all.
Right.
Now, I feel for her because it's not easy, right, to be sober, and she needs a job, et cetera. I get that. You know, but you can't blame Bravo because they're not forcing anybody to drink. It's just not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. I mean, I've been doing it a long time, and I've been sober on the show. I've been drinking on the show, you know, Crappy Lake. I didn't drink on that on Crappy Lake. I was sober then as well. You know, thank God, because I had to reel in Sonia all the time.
Yeah.
Snatch guard.
But you know, Lala, who's on Vanderpump, I think she celebrated 4 or 5 years of sobriety.
Yeah, good for her.
And is, you know, always bringing it. I mean, I understand why there are certain people that the alcohol is a crutch. They're not performers. They feel conscious when the camera's around. They feel nervous. They feel that's the only way.
That they can
Because, I mean, watching
be more
the
fun.
Housewives shows, whether it's New Jersey or whatever, where they'd be like, shots. I'm like, I have not done a shot since I was in college. And I'm a drinker. Like, I love drinking.
Yeah, you like your wine, though.
But,
you like
but who the hell does shots? But I'm like, oh, I think they're doing shots because
they want to
get drunk, get a buzz right away because they are nervous.
Yes.
But that's on them, you know what I mean? That's
exactly.
not the
it's,
way, like, no. so, but I understand it. And the whole thing is interesting.
Yeah, no, I get it. But it hasn't been, I've never had a problem. And I've never seen Andy party with any housewives, really, aside from his baby shower.
Right, which was in the afternoon and fun as shit.
And fun as
hell. And also people were drinking, but they were also, you know, it kind of inciting each other to perform and be funny fun. And
exactly.
And film
Brenna was doing her dancing and Kyle, you know.
Yeah.
I actually missed that baby shower.
You missed it.
I did.
That was a mistake.
Well,
I'm just saying. I have something. So Brandy Glanville recently posted, the last time I was on Bravo, Watch What Happens Live, with Jenny McCarthy, Andy stopped the show in the middle so that Jenny McCarthy could take a 10-minute bathroom break, which was the only time that's ever happened on All My Times. Now, I don't know what she's getting at. Obviously, she's hinting that there's something true.
It doesn't take 10 minutes to do, you know.
A line.
A line. In fact, she would be going so much faster if she did a line.
I know. I'm like, I think
speedy.
If I was Jenny, I'd be like, yeah, guess what? Had to take a giant dump.
Yeah, exactly.
I had diarrhea.
I mean, maybe she had, you know.
But who knows what it could be.
A malfunction of their wardrobe. Who knows?
It could be that. It could be an emergency with her kid. Who knows?
Right.
I think grasping is a little grasping. And I also just don't think the general audience. This is not the thing that's going to get the Housewives fans up in arms about the person, Andy, who's brought them so much entertainment for the last 15 years.
Exactly.
This isn't it.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of juicy. You know, Mauricio has a second season of his show on Beverly Hills on Netflix.
Yes.
And we're going to see the play out, more of the play out of why Kyle and Mauricio broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it was he left his original real estate firm, which was Hilton and Highland, which is Paris's dad and Kathy Hilton.
I'm familiar.
So Paris put this out. My father is a consummate gentleman and has always taken the higher road. He would never speak negatively about his family, especially in the press. Frankly, we're all sick of him using the Hilton name every chance he gets to plug his lame show. It is enough already. So now that I think this is all helping people want to watch Buying Beverly Hills.
Right.
Because the nieces are friends. I mean, the nieces are close. They're cousins.
Right, of course.
And this is her. I mean, she's essentially her cousin, so that she's close to. Stars of the show, but she's sticking with her.
She's sticking up for daddy.
Yeah, because he had said, he should have made me a partner or whatever, and he didn't.
Right.
So I think, it's going to get people watching.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of.
I wouldn't have said anything.
Right.
Because, if you don't want people to talk, I mean, why make a statement?
You know?
I mean, because the show is already shot in any case, so it's not going to change whatever's going to happen.
Right. True. Good point.
Do you know what I'm saying? By putting this statement out, it doesn't change what's already been filmed and what he's already said.
Yeah.
It just gives it more attention. So she should know better than that.
Do you think Kyle and Morgan are more than just friends? Do you think Morgan Wade?
I don't know. I really don't know the answer
to that. Would you ever date a woman?
Never say never, but, it's not my thing. I love men.
Have you been hit on ever, hardcore hit on, attempted by a woman?
I've had an experience with a woman once, absolutely.
Let's tell me about that.
Well, she didn't even know what hit her, I can tell you that.
When was that? How long ago?
Oh, God. I would say probably like 5 summers ago.
And it was just you and her. It wasn't like a threesome
situation?
Yeah,
it just happened so naturally. It was just like, I don't know how it happened. It just happens. I think that...
And you knew what to do?
Well, yeah, darling.
I don't know that I would really know what to do.
Well, what do you do to yourself to
get off? But I mean, I don't... How do you go down on yourself?
No.
I would not.
We do have hands, darling. We do have hands.
Okay, all right. After that, you never saw the girl again?
No, and we remained friends. Yeah.
Oh, you're friendly?
Yeah.
So you're friends before. You had a wild night.
Yeah.
Were you both?
Listen.
This is juicy.
No, I had just met her.
Okay.
I just met her at a party, and then we remained friends after that because why not? It was just an experience I never had because she came on to me, and I was like, I've never had an experience with a woman.
Okay, she came on to you.
I'm going to try it out just to have the experience.
All right.
Right.
And then you're
like, I like to try everything once.
Okay, good.
And then you've done
a threesome too?
No. That I don't. I find sex intimate. Yeah.
I don't think that would work for
you. It's too intimate.
I don't think you'd want to share.
No, I don't think so. But You know, unless there were like two amazingly hot guys.
Would you ever do two guys?
Absolutely.
I agree.
Why not?
I agree. Now, like, I would never, I totally agree with you. First of all, I've never had a threesome with another girl. I would never want to do that.
No.
I joke about it in my act because honestly, I just, that would just make me so, we went to a strip club once right after we got married in Cabo, my husband and I.
Yeah.
And I thought, I would, you know, never judgmental about stripping or anything like that. So I thought I would love it.
Right.
And then went to the little room.
Yeah, I know.
And the little girl was so cute. Yeah. She looked like a little bikini, little tits. And she starts doing it and she starts clawing him.
Right.
And I did not like
it. You did not like it.
And then she was like, oh, let me give you attention. And I'm like, oh. And my husband just threw some money at her. He's like, she doesn't know what she wants. Like, he's like, we got to get out of here. Like, she doesn't get it.
Right.
And I don't think that's for me. But
well, I feel, because guess what? With three, there's always somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get hurt. I mean, if it continues, if it's just a one-off, that's one thing. But I'm talking about, you know, because there's thruples now.
Right. Oh, right? I there's know. Thruples, I watched the show on Peacock. Couples to thruples.
Couples to thruples. Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. You know what? When you're flying back.
Is it on the airline? Peacock.
Well, no. Like, download it on your iPad. Okay, got it. Yeah, it might be on the airline.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But it's pretty sexual. They show the three of them in bed.
Right.
And there's, you know, most of it is a heterosexual couple, a guy girl looking for a girl. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple queer and gay ones.
Right.
And at first I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I couldn't stop watching it.
Right.
Because I was like, what if this was the norm? Like, what if we were growing up and everybody had like three parents or a thruple thing?
Right.
Then you wouldn't think it was so weird. It's only because
we've been conditioned that way. Yes. Yeah, conditioned that way.
Two parents. But
right.
But yeah, it's always, and it was exactly what you said. Even the girl, in all of the scenarios, the girl or the third is almost like a little plaything for the two that already have the history and the bond.
Right.
Which I would never want my child to be a third.
Right.
In a
right.
I would never, I would be like, absolutely not. If this is something you want, no. Yeah.
Exactly. No, for me, you know, sex is an intimate thing. And, you know, but I got hit on by two guys, I'm talking years ago in New York. And I always regret that moment, which is that I had these two really hot Italian guys that wanted to sleep, both of them, with me.
At
the same time. And I was so like nervous and Catholic. And, you know, I was like, oh no, I can't do that. But I think about it now and I go, shit, I should have slept with the two Italian guys. But, you know.
What do you regret most? Not going to the Miley Grammy party. Not
that.
Screwing the two Italians
I
at the same time.
I regret not going to Miley's Grammy
or
party.
Or not going to Andy's baby shower. Of the three.
Miley. Come on. Miley, yeah. I mean.
Okay,
I love
good.
Her.
I think that's the appropriate answer.
Oh, yeah. Appropriate. We're not being appropriate here today. Nothing appropriate about this conversation, but I love it. I love it.
I talked to one time. I've only talked to one person. She was a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Who told me that she had a threesome with two guys.
Uh-huh.
And I got every detail.
Did she love it?
Yeah. It sounded fucking hot. Oh, yeah. And then, but then she said she was in a relationship with a guy, a boyfriend. And, you know, they're having their intimate talks about, you know, what they've done. And when she told him, he shortly broke up with her.
No.
Yeah, he was really, so I would say.
He was turned off.
I think he was insecure or turned off. I don't know what it was.
Right, that's
and
his
he
problem.
And he had said I'd had two girls and this and that. Right. But when she said it, I think it is such a unique thing. And I think my advice to women is if you do have that experience that Luann.
Don't pass it up.
Yeah. Don't pass it up. And then also, I don't think you need to share.
No.
I don't think you need to share it.
No. You don't need to tell people. No.
I don't think you need to share it with your friend. And I think those are one of the things that I would say maybe don't tell the guy. Don't tell a guy. He might not be cool with it. It's your thing. It's your life. Why do you have to share it?
You don't. You know.
It's like, why do you have to tell your body count or whatever? You don't.
Yeah, but we tend to tell people way too much. I mean, it's, you know, I was somewhere the other night for dinner and somebody commented, you know, who's that? And I said, well, he could. They just told me their whole life story in 2 minutes. I was like, oh, sorry about that. You know, it's like, No, you know, like around my friends, like, no, we don't need to hear your life story, you know?
Yeah, spread it out.
Don't share too much.
Save it for the pod.
Yeah, save it for the pod and save it to be a little mysterious, you know? There's something to be said for mystery.
Yes.
Let people wonder more, you know? Yeah.
I want to tell you about this. This is a kind of interesting thing. So Nene is supposed to do
Nene?
On a show. Nene's the blonde.
I don't even recognize her.
Well, what do you think? Look at this one. I was not going to bring this up. Look at Kathy Hilton in this photo. Well, this is just Photoshop. Kathy Hilton looks beautiful in person.
Yes.
Of course, she's had some work done. Who the hell hasn't?
Okay.
But this is extreme Photoshop.
She looks about
12.
12. I was going to say.
She looks like
She literally looks like 12.
She looks like if she was a wax museum of herself, where you know how those wax museum figures are like a little off? Have you ever had friends either overly Photoshop you or overly Photoshop themselves and leave you? Or like, what is your opinion of the face tuning apps and stuff?
Well, listen, I think a little here and there is, you know, because wants to see, you know, bags or, you know, because oftentimes we'll smile really big and then we have all these lines when we smile, right?
Right.
So, you know, we just can clean those up a little bit. Like the other, I'll give you a great example. I posted the other day for the Meyer Clinic that I went to in Austria. And I was going into the cold thing. What's that called? The
cold plunge or?
No.
Oh, the ice room?
The ice room.
Okay.
Whatever they call it. Anyway, and you put on gloves and stuff because, you know, you don't get freezing or stuff. Anyway, so I was holding myself like this and it made all kinds of wrinkles on my belly that I don't have.
Right.
But it was the way I put my hands.
Yeah.
Made my stomach look really wrinkly.
Right.
So I fixed it because that's not how I really look.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Why not? Yeah.
So Photoshopping, I think, comes in handy for those odd angles, the bad lighting, you know, the smile.
Or just
the smile too big.
Or you smile and there's some cord.
Exactly. Or, you know, you're looking down and your chin looks like, you know what I mean? I think it's good for that. But to make yourself look like you're 12, I think that's just stupid.
I mean,
because nobody believes you're 12.
I have to say, our good friend Jill Zarin and Patty Stanger, who I love them both. Patty Stanger posted a photo of she and Jill.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Allie. And I go, who dis? And she goes, my God. I'm like, Jill didn't even look like Jill. It wasn't a younger version of Jill. It looked like
somebody else.
Completely different smile, completely different nose. It would look so hilarious. But Patty kind of knows it. And she's like, I don't care. I kind of love that people... She doesn't even care. And Patty looks beautiful in person, too.
Yeah, no,
but
she looks great.
Her photos are like,
totally
who is this 25-year-old model that, you know, just was in Sports Illustrated? I don't know who this is.
Exactly. Well, we're not 25. I mean, and that's okay. I mean, I'm living my best life at 50, so I'm embracing it.
I love when I do a show and people are so sweet and they're like, you're so pretty in person. I think it's also because I don't Photoshop.
Right.
My and Instagram much. So when they see me, they're like, you look like you and you have nice skin in person.
Exactly.
And I think so many people don't really look like that, or the teeth are bigger or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm like, kind of funny.
Well, you look because you know, not to overdo it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the key, is really not to overdo it. You know, you can get Botox and fillers and things, but it can go south. You know, not everybody can have, you know, the right doctor who does the right job. Right. There's a lot of charlatans out there.
Right. So I thought this was kind of an interesting story.
Okay.
So they were both supposed to be on this Netflix series, Portia and Nene, called The Upshaws. But Nene claimed she thought she was going to be collaborating with Portia Williams, but Portia failed to show up on set. And according to Nene, Portia cited that past issues was the reason why she didn't want to work with Nene.
Uh-huh.
But in the midst of this divorce, so Portia married this guy.
Yeah.
Who turned out to have all these legal issues.
I see.
A little shady. But she was also the boyfriend of, or the husband of, a girl that was like a friend of in one season. So they got married right away, but he was very wealthy, but now they're getting divorced. And Nene took a photo with him and Nene's man right after the announcement that they were getting divorced and posted it. and so, an unnamed woman.
So Nene was with her man,
and Portia's ex. And Portia's ex had another girl there. And they all took a photo smiling and posted it.
Right.
And then they were supposed to do an episode or a show together on Netflix. And she Portia was like, I'm out. Like, I don't want to be around Nene. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand that.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't miss up a part. I don't think I'd miss up a TV opportunity because of a girl.
It seems a little insecure to me.
Yeah.
No.
And also, I'm thinking maybe the guys were friendly.
Yeah, and maybe this is just a girlfriend of Nene's and not a girlfriend of her ex.
Here's the other thing.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
If the photo showed up, that's one thing.
Right.
But Nene didn't have to post it. So I'm reading this that Nene posted it, and some things, you know, not all facts are correct.
Right.
If Nene chose to post it after knowing that they're getting divorced.
Yeah, that was a little bit of
I think that's rubbing your face in it. I think that's kind of mean.
That's rubbing her face in it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would lose money and work.
Right.
To now she's just, you know, hurting herself.
Right.
But maybe she's got other options, darling. And she was like, you know what? I don't need to work with Nene. I can do something else.
Yes.
Who knows?
Okay, the last thing I'm going to show you is this is Kanye and his new wife.
Oh, goodness.
Have you seen the outfits that he makes the new wife wear?
What is this?
So these are green tights, and she actually, this is on two different occasions, I think, because she has two different shoes.
Yeah.
So she's wearing all this.
What is he doing up to the top on the right? What is he doing to
her? I don't know, like fixing her?
Is he fixing
her? And then this
is
the back. Or? The back is she rolled down the tights to show her ass crack.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And have you seen some of the things that are going on in fashion right now? Like full, like sheer going out with sheer nips and sheer vagina.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you know, this is, I mean, that's quite the look. Does she have a brand or something? Is this her brand?
No, her brand is that she's married.
Or
no,
something?
No, I think, I've been saying this for a long time. A lot of people think she's like, you know, where they're worried about her and everything. I think she's getting paid by him. Mm-hmm. A huge amount to be with him every month. Mm-hmm. And she's becoming famous, and eventually she'll leave and then be able to like tell her story or whatever. I don't know. I think she's got a great body.
They're not married, are they?
They are like fake married.
Oh, I see.
Like he says his wife and they
say
their wife.
She does have a great body, I gotta say.
She's a great body and like.
How old is she, do you think?
I don't think she's older than 30.
30, yeah.
Maybe younger.
Yeah.
But the other day, Kim was with her, and they hugged each other, and so I don't know. Like, but then
he's
wearing all sweats. It wasn't a warm day when this happened.
He looks like he could be sweeping the streets. I mean,
he wears nothing. It's very bizarre. Yeah. But anyway, here's the naked look. See. But then I feel like he has influenced fashion because everybody's wearing this naked stuff, just full nips out.
Wow.
Would you ever wear a sheer top, just nips out?
No.
You know what I did? I went to a clothing store recently, and you know those little rubber nip covers that we'd always wear?
Yes, they're good, those.
I said, but now nips are so in.
Yes.
Like Skims even has a bra with the hard nips on the outside of the bra.
Yeah.
And I asked the girl, I go, is anyone buying these anymore? She goes, no.
No. Right.
Remember how we'd always have to wear those and then you'd lose one?
Yeah,
we'd be falling out at your toe.
I mean, it's a crazy sheer world we live in.
Free the nip.
Free the nip.
Okay, so for the people that are going to be extremely jealous that cannot come on Friday.
Oh, yes.
Which we will all be there. So the doors open at 7, show is at 8. It's at the Wiltern.
Yes.
LA peeps, if you get your friends together, go get the last few tickets that are left. But where are you going after that if they can't join us on Friday?
Well, I'm going to be in Modesto and Sacramento and San Francisco. Now, San Francisco is sold out, but I hope they can get to the other dates.
Yes.
In California. And then I have a little bit of a break because I had a little blip in scheduling in terms of filming another TV gig. So I have some time off. So I'm going to go to Europe. Or I'm going to go to Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, by the God.
I'm going to go to Charleston.
And you got to get your golfing outfit together.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be in London. I'm doing, you know, the Mighty Hoopla Festival, June 1st and 2nd. And then I'm in Manchester, England. And so I have dates in England. So, but people can check out, you know, my countessluann.com for dates, because I've got it all there. And this show I am so proud of because it's so good and it's so much fun for me.
And I love the photo shoot of this poster. So it's like, it's
yeah,
three
that's
hot
Mike
guys
Ruiz.
That
you
are...
know Mike Ruiz? He's a great photographer in New York. He's shot Kim Kardashian, Kyle.
It's super
Richards,
clever.
Everybody.
It's mm-hmm. you in like a cute little bride outfit yeah. for Mary. Then there's mm-hmm. you in like a classy lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's you as the murderess.
Yeah.
Like, very, what a fun shoot that must have been.
It was amazing. And Thomas, his name is Thomas.
It was like the same guy in all three photos.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So handsome. I mean, look at the way he's looking at me, right?
And
so
anything happened with him?
So I'm looking in the mirror, right? I see him because now he doesn't have anything to do, right?
Yeah.
With makeup or whatever. So he's waiting in between takes and whatever. And I know, and I think for sure, you know, he's gay. So I'm getting my makeup done and I can see him looking at me in the mirror. I'm like, oh my God, he's straight. And he's from Paris. Super handsome. And yeah, we kind of hung out for a little bit after that.
So good.
So good.
Thank you. Obviously everything you go to, hopefully you're following Luann, but for the tickets, I always tell people this over and over again. For me,
yeah,
you got to go to countessluann.com.
Yes.
That
yes.
is where you'll get the real tickets, the best tickets.
Exactly.
Not the ones that were bought and being resold.
That's right.
Isn't it heartbreaking when someone's like, oh, I can't go and I paid this much for the tickets? You're like, why are you paying that much?
Right.
I'm not getting that.
Yes, exactly.
The minute you hear that Luann or myself is coming to your city, go right to our websites, imheathermcdonald.net, and get the tickets there then.
Exactly.
Don't wait.
Exactly. Because, you know, they do go fast. I mean, California is interesting, though, because people tend to wait
yeah.
longer, right? It's slower. Like Boston, I sell out. Chicago,
yeah.
et cetera. New York and wherever I go.
LA is the worst.
London's already sold out. But it's so funny because LA is like slower. It's
We're
like
looking
a slower
for the,
vibe.
The bigger, better thing. Well, there is none. Go to the show Friday.
Yeah,
we are going to have a blast.
And there's
yeah.
only a few tickets left. So I'm
yeah.
looking forward to seeing you all at Mary F. Kill. And I can't wait. Let me give you a snippet of the song.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
You have to hear a snippet of the song. Hold on. All right. I'm seeing Lance Bass tonight. He just said dinner at 5:30. I love that. You like it?
I do like it.
Great view. Mary F. Kill. Mary F. Kill. Mary F. Kill. Written by Bruce Roberts. I mean, I wrote it, but produced by Bruce Roberts, I should say. And guess what? I think Tracy Young is going to do the remix for me. She won a Grammy with Madonna. I've got a huge remixer. Super famous, Tracy Young. Do you remember her? So we had dinner about 10 years ago. She used to date Kim Zolciak. Do you remember when she had that love
yes!
affair?
And so they did that song playing piano behind her?
She's a massive DJ, and she's remixing my song right now. And she's won a Grammy, girl. I'm going all the way with this. Mary F. Kill.
Oh,
what a great
God.
Hook, right?
Does she ever talk to Kim Zolciak?
I have no idea.
What do you think about that divorce?
Mary F.
I like that we're still talking over the music.
Mary F. Kill.
Amazing. I love it.
Do you love it?
I love it. Thank you so much for coming back. I'm excited to see your show.
I always have the best time with you.
Thank you for my tickets. We will be there with bells on. And this is great.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time.
Love you.
I love you too.